Dang. So how about Arthur Chu Morgan?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he's like, I got a bunch of goddamn ants in my penis. Ma'am, could you tie my shoes for me?
I've been watching gay pornography make a woman.
Stops off mic, but we're just going to do this.
Let's just keep rolling.
Did that work?
Did it work?
Okay. It absolutely worked.
Nice.
That's the answer from here on out.
Tech genius.
You move the mic, you don't turn the recorder off, delete everything, and start over.
Smart.
There you go.
That only took 2.5 years to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Dude.
Oh, dude, I want sex girls.
We watched an 80s teen sex comedy.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Is that a real song?
They played this song 4 times in the movie.
Dude,
it was almost like the director was like, actually fucking with the audience. That like he's like trying to make you lose your mind. But yeah, the lyrics are like as if like a Romeo Dialer like wrote a pop
song.
I'm
ready for the sex girls.
Yeah, that fucking Indian guy I found that writes Stephen Paddock fan fiction is really doing wonders for me.
I do condemn these thoughts. And I do not personally know Stephen Paddock.
So, okay, give us some background here. Yeah. This is just a man in India?
Mm-hmm. It's just some guy in
India. With like a GeoCities website?
Yeah.
What's he do for a living otherwise?
I don't know. His website lists him as an engineer, a lawyer, an author, an entrepreneur.
Three.
Yeah.
I think that's like
a. He's
that's
got a
pretty
wife.
Normal
I saw
for
that.
Indian people.
Yeah. It's just so funny because it's like, you know, Indian people are like, in my country, I was a doctor. And it's like, well. I mean, is this what the doctors are doing?
Yeah.
Writing Stephen Paddock
writing
fan
mass
fiction?
Murderer fan fiction.
Yeah. I tried to get a bit to work for a while that I never could about like how, you know, it's like fucked up that the Indian guys who were doctors over there have to take shit jobs here. Because it's like anytime there's like the most fucked up medical shit in the world happening, it's like a baby born with 9 dicks growing out of its face. It's like India.
Always
yeah.
India.
And the doctors like somehow like get it down to 7 dicks. Or,
right,
you
right,
know,
right.
Like turn it into arms.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
And all the and they're just using basically chickpeas and tandoori spices. Yeah. That's
that was, basically their that was happening like all the time 10 years ago in Union Carbide. It's like, oh yeah, that's weird that keeps happening. Yeah, I don't know. I have no
idea. Who knows what it is?
Yeah. I'll blame it on a disaster that I don't really know much about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, is this cat still horny for cock?
It's been horny for weeks. This poor cat.
Should we, Adam, your cock is probably the size of a cat's cock.
Yeah.
A cat's pussy?
Covered in spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a barbed dick.
Adam's dick looks like one of the Koopas you can't jump on in the caves.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Too spiky.
Too spiky, baby. Mm-hmm.
Too legit. To quit.
I just go get in that pussy and tear it up one pump. Mm-hmm.
What do you think a really nice? What do you think a really nice cat's penis looks like? Like a really nice human penis is just thick, smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably uniformly shaped. What do you think the stud of the cat world? What do you think his cock looks like?
I don't know. Is the cock what's attracting a woman, or is it like
no,
the dominance? Like the way the cat carries itself. Because I heard that it's not the size of the cat dick that matters.
No. I don't even know that other animals get pleasure from sex outside of like dolphins and baboons and shit like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
But a cat, just theoretically, what do you think a really, really good cat's cock? Like if a cat or female mm-hmm. cat was going to come.
I think cats are into Elliot Rodger.
Oh, yeah?
I think he should have had sex with cats.
Interesting.
Yeah,
didn't
that would have been a good look for
some guy just get in
him.
Trouble for having sex with cats, some like YouTuber or something.
Yeah, well, he said I never molested my cat, just like out of the blue.
Stephen Paddock never molested my cat.
Was he gay?
The guy who did not apparently fuck his cat, but he actually did. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think his name was Shane.
I've got a couple of. I'm. It's go off season.
Okay.
I got a couple of things.
Go off.
Okay. What the this royal baby shit?
Oh,
I didn't pay attention.
Sound the go off alarm.
I didn't fucking. I don't.
Stop. Get a fan. Just fan this guy off. He's getting hot.
Only thing I know about Buckingham Palace is the Marge Simpson hats.
That's right.
Up until this point, never paid attention once.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I saw that headline.
I think the baby's name is Roger or something.
It's Archie. But ooh, they said, should Meghan Sparkle and Chris Duke or whatever the president of England's name is, should they raise their baby to be black?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that's
like,
right.
I mean, obviously that's retarded at face value.
Yes, yes.
And that's kind of, but
just
I never,
the sentence alone is so stupid.
So I was like, what is it? And I Google it, and I'd never seen Meghan Markle before, and it's like, that's not a black person.
She's black.
No, it's like
her dad's black.
No, her dad's white. Her mom's black.
She looks like she's from South Jersey. That looks like the most racist Italian woman I've ever seen in my life.
She does have that kind of mulatto, could be Italian, could be half black thing.
All right, I'm not going to have a real point on this. I was just trying to land on calling the baby the Sean King of England. Which is all I got on that one.
I will say this, though. I would have sex with Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Matt Ruby is at a party with Meghan Markle.
Who?
The comic Matt Ruby. You know, I don't know.
I was thinking of the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jack Ruby?
Jack Ruby, was it?
Maybe.
Jack Ruby. I don't know.
No, I think it was Chris Duke.
Wait, why did I think Jack Ruby?
I don't know. I think it's Chris Duke.
Jack Ruby's a good name, though.
You know, it's funny, great, too. It's like I saw
maybe Jack Kirby I'm thinking of. Who's that guy? That guy's some guy.
Jack Kirby? Yeah, from Kirby.
Yeah, from
created Kirby Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So you can just...
Yeah. He's just sucking everybody's dick. Yeah. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I don't know how that ties into... It's just the song from Curb Your Enthusiasm with Kirby.
Just Jeff Garlin getting his cock sucked by Kirby. Jeff, stop getting your cock sucked by that pink blob.
Yeah, well, anyways.
That's my Susie Essman.
My other go off about the Meghan Markle thing is I saw these other headlines that were like, women everywhere are yes queening at Meghan Markle showing off her post-pregnancy body and standing up for body positivity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then in all the pictures, she's standing next to, you know, Chris Duke or whatever. The fucking Prince Charming.
Prince Harry.
Prince Gary. And
Prince Gary.
For my entire life.
Yes.
The only thing I know about that man is
Nazi.
That
he's dressed up as a Nazi.
Horrifically balding.
No, that's
William.
Well, in this case, it's him. To make the point that, like, this man's been berated for his fucking stupid hairline.
It's just not him, though, man.
His just entire life. And now his dumb wife has some stretch marks, and they're like, warrior, fierce.
It's not him. It's his brother.
It's him.
It's his brother with red hair.
No. Let's hear him out.
No.
I don't know. Did the bald one go to Afghanistan?
No, the other one did. Which the red hair one.
The one is like, I'm going to go shoot some jolly apes over in the dingus.
Yes, that's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Charlie.
I'm going to raise my kids black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just kente cloth.
Just to revisit the Sean King of England, because I don't feel like that got enough.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah, that had some juice.
It's Sean King, but then also King of England.
Yeah, no, it's a pun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not calling him just the Sean King of England.
Right.
It's the Sean King of England.
Yes, except he'll never be king.
Yeah.
It's his cousins that might be king.
Yeah. I called you the
the hard dick champion of Astoria,
the king of Dairy Queens or something.
That's good.
Yeah, something.
Okay,
like that.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love.
Stav lives
in
Dairy Queens. Dairy Queens, Astoria.
I would love to live at Dairy Queens. They got the blizzards.
You would love to live at Dairy Queens. You're only eating the ice cream sometimes, and then after that, you're sleeping on
have
those
you guys
metal
ever
benches. The trade-off is worth it.
But the blizzards, you flip them upside down, and they won't come out.
I used to work I worked at the Dairy Queen in Lake Forest.
They make burgers, too, right?
Not that and great. I've had them.
You've had a burger at Dairy Queen?
Ours didn't have the burger set up. We had Nathan's hot dogs, but no burgers.
Oh.
But I don't know if I told this story on the podcast before, but there was this like fat guy that worked at this fat Jewish guy that worked at one of the jewelry stores, and he was like, can I have a dollar ice cream cone, please? You know, I was like 15 or whatever, and, well, I guess I'm also me, so like, I don't know how to like look at people in a way where they don't think I'm...
Mocking them,
or like I have any like if a bus came by and hit them, that I would do anything other than like
right,
just walk away.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And, mm-hmm. you know, he's like kind of like looking at me like while I get the ice cream cone. I'm like, yeah, it's a dollar. And then he like hands me the dollar and like I put it in the cash register and he looks at me. He's like, you know, and he's this fat guy holding an ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I really don't have to patronize this business. If you
just
say,
off your look alone.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, like if you could say please or thank you for like a dollar ice cream.
Why do you get one? Yeah.
Yeah. But like what the fuck? It's a Dairy Queen. The other people here don't speak English.
Also, you're fat as shit. Yeah. You're going to come back in 45 minutes for another dollar.
It's a dollar. You bitch. This is your fucking, the hook is all the way through your cheek.
Damn.
You should have just been like, give me that ice cream cone. I'll give you your dollar back, bitch.
You should have thrown the dollar at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need your racist ass money.
I gotta say, when they opened up a Dairy Queen over at a Golden Ring in the Golden Ring Mall, they made an outdoor shopping center. Those were the rage about 10 years ago. It was an outdoor mall.
Uh-huh. Everything, that's still in Cali style. They love the
everything's
outdoor
an
malls.
Outdoor mall yeah, now. Yeah. And Golden Ring Plaza, uh-huh. They opened up a Dairy Queen. And let me just say for the Halkis family. That was big time.
You guys would bring a tablecloth.
We would, yes. We would bring...
Light a little candle.
We'd bring our own candles. We would bring We'd bring our own bread and olive oil. And then we would sit down and we would have chicken tenders, burgers, and the Blizzard.
I don't think I've ever gotten not ice cream from Dairy Queen.
Well, of course we were also getting ice cream, Adam.
Uh-huh.
Don't
yeah,
be a
course.
Fucking idiot. Don't be a fucking moron. Put your fucking phone away.
I saw the trailer for the Joaquin Phoenix
Adam, Joker.
Yeah. What's the fun way that you say Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin like? Phoenix.
No, I'm sure there's a fun Adam way that you do it.
No, I try to get it right. No, I respect him.
I'm sure no, you're like, you yeah.
No, he's my favorite actor. I respect
Joaquin,
him.
I was trying to bait
Joaquin?
You.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I saw the new Joaquin Phoenix movie.
No, I have too much respect for him to get it wrong.
Yeah. The Jowker.
I told you at Katz's Deli, they have his picture on the wall, and it's spelled W-A-K-E-E-N.
Yeah, yeah, that rules.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Respect for the phonetic spelling.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the new Joaquin?
The Joker?
Oh, yeah, I just saw the trailer for it.
What did you think?
Looks pretty gay. I'm sure yeah. he's like...
They're trying to make it like the King of Comedy and like Batman.
Yeah.
Like he killed people?
I'm sure he did a pretty good job, but it's like... Like the Heath Ledger's death is probably like it's a real tragedy only because it turned the Joker into what this is now.
Into something right. cool
where it's
people
like,
think they can prove they're a good actor by playing the Joker.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah,
but also
which is like the Joker is one of the gayest characters of all
it's
time.
Easily,
it's crazy that
he's
Heath
a clown.
Ledger was so good at it.
Yeah, it was one performance, and now there's like this whole culture surrounding the Joker. Yeah.
He's a clown, dude. Yeah. It's like
it's
he thinks authority
it's
is a
scary
joke.
Clown.
Mm-hmm. It's literally a scary clown.
It's a scary clown.
Yeah.
It's
and he inspires millions of people. Millions.
And dude, honestly, I rewatched that movie again recently. It was
he
on
kills
cable.
It.
He's unbelievable.
He kills it.
It's crazy. You're like,
he's
how
incredible.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man. R.I.P. Heath, brother.
He rocked, yeah. man.
He was about to... I honestly, and I mean...
I'm gonna suck my own dick. All the way to the preschool.
Damn, Heath
Have
was...
You seen
honestly, Heath was gonna really do some damage, dude.
Was he?
First he gets his ass fucked, or he fucks... Does he fuck
Michelle
or does he get his
Williams.
Ass fucked? No. And broke back.
Oh, he tops.
He tops.
He tops. But
respect.
Maybe they did some verse action too.
No, he tops.
He fucks Gyllenhaal's ass.
He spits on his hands.
Spits. That's right. The spit. I remember
the
spit.
Spit is big.
That the spit heard around the world.
Even
that movie
cowboy gay guys figured it out.
That movie was pretty boring, other than that spit.
When they fuck each other in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never
the
seen
sex
it.
Part was okay.
I've never seen it. I have just gotten that. Yeah, I just
the
got
gay sex
I just went on
nice.
Mr. Skin and watched them have gay sex. but and then he actually makes that movie be good.
What movie?
Dark Knight.
Oh.
And then who knows? Oh,
right. I forgot what we were talking about.
Heath Ledger.
He probably would have done some cool shit, man. He's a good ass actor.
Like he was incredibly charismatic in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He was.
He stole the microphone and sang that song.
How about
Julia Stiles?
6 Things I Hate About You.
Uh-huh.
He's like, in.
No. Okay. Okay.
Who's it about? Wait. Before you finish, who stars in it?
What?
Who's in the movie?
Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles, whoever the other bitch. Oh.
Julia Salazar.
Julia Salazar.
Julia Salazar.
What's her deal? Is she dead?
Did
she's
she win?
Like, she's made up that she's Jewish.
Yeah.
And she fucked Keith Hernandez?
And she fucked Keith Hernandez and tried to steal his wife's money.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
She tried to call their bank account.
Didn't that
be like,
bitch have cancer?
Hello, this is Keith Hernandez.
This is Mrs.
wife.
Hernandez. I have cancer.
I don't know if she fucked him, but she was like house sitting for them.
Come on.
During a divorce.
Him. She didn't fuck Keith Hernandez.
She definitely fucked him. How could you not,
fuck
dude?
Keith Hernandez.
The 86 Mets? How could you not?
I would get my ass eaten by Keith Hernandez.
The amazing.
If he looked in my eyes.
He's got a very funny look. Me. He's one of those Just for Men models, mm-hmm. right? He dyes right. his hair.
Voice color guy for the Mets now, I believe.
I think he is. I think he's like one of the worst to do it.
He's got a cat.
He has a cat?
He's got a cute cat.
Is this like a famous fact about the Keith Hernandez? Damn, what a renaissance man.
I don't remember what, I think I heard him on maybe a Pardon My Take interview like 6 months ago. He talked mm-hmm. about having a cat named Paco or some shit.
Both of the New York sports team color commentators are like retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Oh, he rules.
He rocks, yeah.
Got the best suits in the game. And Keith Hernandez is very out there getting pussy. He fucked Elaine. Or how can you be mad at him?
In the show.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to find the right way to sit with these headphones, though.
It's tough.
Yeah.
How does that look? How does that feel good?
It feels pretty cool.
Yeah, you got a nice lean.
Yeah.
You got your hand on your cock.
I wish I could get some codeine.
We could get you codeine,
to
bro.
To drink all day long.
Hey, guys, if you have codeine, please send Nick's giving out his
opiate?
Address.
It's an opiate, right?
Yeah. Liquid. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know the difference between opiates and opioids.
There's no difference.
It's the same shit.
I think it's like a hard R, soft A.
So. Yeah, exactly. If you're in the community, you say one.
Yes. If you're addicted to heroin, you call them opioids.
What did you just call them? I think the British are coming. I've tried heroin.
I have some benzos in my house.
You do? Those are the best.
Yeah. Well, the thing I like about the American Revolution is that people were allowed to shoot an incredible amount of heroin back then.
I'm jealous of opium dens, dude. Those looked cool.
I just want the long pipe.
You get the long pipe. There's a couple.
There's always
a Chinese
girl with her huge bush walking around the room, and you get the finger.
I love a huge bush.
Yeah, you get to smell
huge
that
Chinese bush.
Chinese bush.
Big old.
You take off your Velcro shoes and attach them to it. Like one opium bowl, please.
Just a retard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who frequents the opium den.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
I want one of those long ponytails like a Chinese guy.
Oh, yeah,
nothing more do I want than that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's the Jet Li movie where he has one? Is it The One?
Hero.
Yeah. That's right.
Fuck.
The One.
Was that a movie?
It was. I think that was maybe not his first English movie.
They did a movie about Adam Stick.
Yeah.
Well, he did Romeo Must Die.
The One Inch.
Romeo Must Die. And it's Jet Li, and he's trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. And he has to do karate through a bunch of boyfriends to finally get to a girl. And then mm-hmm. he busts and dies.
And then she's got a series of wooden boards.
Kiss
of
the
of
Dragon.
Pussy.
Same plot. They're sequels.
Is the dragon the pussy?
Yeah, how about Crank? And it's like, if I don't keep beating off, I'll die. I'm gonna keep beating my dick off, world. Listen here. There's no way we haven't said that before.
Yeah,
that has
sure.
to have
but
been
here's
done.
Here's what I'm wondering. Is it like speed where you have to crank at a certain speed? Yeah.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, you have to crank over 40 miles an hour. Yeah.
Pop quiz, hot shot. There's a bank robber that's taking hostages. One of them's black and one of them's a white lady. Which one do you let go? That's a line
I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen Speed?
No.
Oh.
But I would fuck Sandra Bullock at any point in her life.
He goes, pop quiz, hot shot. There's a guy with a hostage. I'm trying to remember what he actually says.
One of them's got a big dick.
The answer is shoot the hostage, which is never the answer.
Shoot the hostage?
Wait, yeah. What was the question?
It's like, he goes, pop quiz hotshot. He's like, guy's got a hostage. What do you, you know, blah, 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 blah. What do you do? You know, I don't know. Uh-huh. The bad guy's going to get away, and you need to catch him. And then, like, you know, the guy's like, you shoot the hostage. Shoot the hostage in the knee or whatever.
Right. Yes.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal, shoot the hostage, and then shoot the bad guy.
Yo, speed made me afraid of elevators when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I was afraid of escalators just because I was afraid I would get
sucked into them.
Sucked into them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just... Just a fat man slowly being sucked into it.
First of all, I was a fat boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a little fat boy who was very slippery and greasy.
Yeah.
I had beautiful natural body oils as a child.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that would only lubricate things more. And yes, I was afraid of like my foot getting trampled. And my beautiful athletic career, by the way. As a youth, I was very, very, very good at athletics. An incredible soccer player. And that was my fear, that my feet would get damaged. Big feet for my age, by the way.
You do have big feet for your size.
I know. And my cock is small. It's fucked up. But as a youth, I had a size 8 feet. I was like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. What?
I was wearing like old man velcro. And I couldn't tie my shoes. And I was wearing like old man. And I couldn't
fit velcros.
I know.
Why didn't you go into swimming? Those big old flippers.
I should have.
And then his secret move is he jumps in and it removes all the water from the pool.
And I just run. I just run at the bottom of the pool while everyone's disoriented.
His secret move.
Yeah.
I wish I could swim, dude. Or I can, but very poorly. I doggy paddle mostly. Uh-huh. And I do that frog shit. You guys ever do that frog move?
Froggy style.
The way I fuck.
I feel like I could swim. I mean, I was never good at swimming. But like I tried lap swimming for exercise like when I was like 24. And two laps and it's like I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky in one of the movies... That's how he gets ripped.
Swimming.
I believe maybe when he fights Clubber Lang, it's a new way of getting ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a different movie I'm thinking.
Damn,
about.
I wish I could get in that pool. I wish I knew how to do that. Maybe I'd win the fight. It's,
damn.
They don't know how to swim.
Yep.
Mr. T's. Guy's name Mr. T.
My parents signed me up for like swim lessons. And they got me like a Speedo.
Did they ever say what the T stands for?
For testosterone. Yeah. Or for gossip.
Mr. Trans?
Yeah.
So they got me like a little Speedo. And I was like, no one in this country wears Speedos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my dad's like,
we got you a bikini to wear.
Yeah, and I was like,
don't shit in it. Zoe has to use it also.
That's what all the stars wear here.
And then I showed up for swim team. I was like elementary school.
Yeah.
And everyone had like board shorts on and
Of course. Billabong, brother.
And I just showed up there wearing a fucking
little cock out.
Skimpy little Speedo. And then I got turned the fuck out by that whole swim team.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone fucked your ass and sucked your little nuts.
They called me hot legs.
No, they didn't.
No. No, they
did. Did you have hot legs as a baby? If there was one reason you'd get molested as a baby, what do you think it would have been?
Oh, I was a gorgeous baby. Precocious.
You think just your face.
Yeah, Adam's posted pictures of child Adam.
That's true.
Yeah, very much a Gentile baby or Gentile looking. This didn't happen. It's weird. He's
middle school.
Yeah, you have a completely different face.
I became Jewish around the time of my bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Oh, the spells work.
The lips.
The incantations.
The nose and the lips.
Nickel con codor coupon. Deal maybe $2, $1, maybe $5.
They did the spells. I learned all my spells off by heart.
No, dude. I don't have the receipt. But I'll just return
the
it
rent
anyway.
Is due tomorrow. Try to get a bar mitzvah or whatever and just keep running your finger along the Torah. Groupon Adonai.
Groupon Adonai.
Groupon Adonai. Dara receipt, money back guarantee. But yeah. Yes. Rip people off, collect the rent, and be mean to them.
But turn the electricity off.
Right, dude. Make sure the hot water does not turn on. Yeah. Illegal construction to evict them.
I remember. Because it's all gibberish. You don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I remember reading from the Torah, and then, like, in my mind, I was like, God, please, can I get pubes?
Nice.
I was like, please. Like, and all my friends have pubes. Sickest,
most what do you mean all your friends have pubes?
When I was 13, I still didn't have pubes.
Adam, I've got pictures of all of your friends' penises, and they all have pubes, and you don't.
It's true.
What are you, gay?
I was smooth.
You must be a homosexual. What? All your friends have beautiful large penises with pubes. I've been looking at all your friends' penises.
It was fucked up.
Yeah.
And then I did also think of, like, I was like, what if I think of girls' tits while I'm at the Torah? Yeah. And then I started thinking of, like, naked ladies and stuff. And I was like, oh, God's going to be so mad at me and stuff.
Was he mad?
God's dead.
Whoa. So you think he was alive, but he's dead now?
I fucking killed him, dude.
When people say God is dead, what do they mean by that? You see that in, like, movies and shit.
Nietzsche
said that, huh?
From the gay science.
What does he mean?
So you boil cum down to... That's the gay science.
Oh, nice.
Down to its...
It's like alchemy, but with cum to make cum into gold.
Yeah, palchemy. You know, palchemy. So when a couple of guys get together and make solid gold.
That's what you call gay sex?
Yeah.
Is solid gold?
Yeah, you're down for some solid gold.
Some balcony.
Yeah.
We turned two soft dicks into two hard dicks and one fucked asshole.
Uh-huh. I was in a bathroom and somebody wrote on the wall, like, establish Marxism, abolish property or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Somebody pointed to the word property and wrote, you mean like the pen you used to write this?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You should have put that on Reddit.
Well, I wanted to just write, like, dude, the bathroom is for fucking other guys. Yeah. What are you doing? For meeting other guys.
Can
to
we
have
stop
sex
this
with
nerd shit and pull our cocks out?
If you're
and
gay
them
Twitter bullshit. Look, no one retweeted it when you wrote it on the internet.
That's right.
Keep it off the gay sex billboard.
That's right.
Yeah, I think Jake should stop writing that stuff on the on the bathroom.
Somebody linked that article he wrote for the New York Times, which I had never read about his
tweet. Going viral.
Gee, come
what
on,
article?
Man. Jake wrote an article for the New York Times that was like, earlier this year, one of my tweets went viral.
Oh, no.
Often, I have thought about going viral, and when it finally happened, it made me realize that social media is nuanced. You know, I don't know. I barely
read it. Fuck reading shit. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I read it. Yeah, it was for the. It's like we're in a TV show.
Yeah.
That tweet of it.
Yeah.
Now, the New York Times, everyone's mad because that bitch that looks like me and then
Barry,
a bunch of other dumb assholes.
She's fine.
Would you fuck her?
Yeah, because she looks like you.
Thank you, man. That's flattering.
Barry Weiss.
But yeah, so the New York Times opinion is just a bunch of dumb assholes. And then how did Jake get to write for it? They just let dumb assholes like
Jake fucked Barry Weiss.
No, Jake fucked Barry Weiss.
You know what's her name that works over there that like lets comics write for the New York Times? She was a DC comic.
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. Rachel's cool. Very nice.
Yeah, because, like, I remember Rachel was like, she was like, would you ever want to write something for New York Times? And I'm like, you know, I'm a moron, right?
Yeah, I'm stupid as shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
the case for intervention in Venezuela.
Yeah. You know what they really found in Iraq? The N-word. It'd be great to just submit the most racist comedy to McSweeney's every single day.
Just
wake up and you start a blog. It's like my McSweeney's edition, you know. And it's like the Great Gatsby, but if he was Chinese, I don't know. Should we do on this
so
show?
So you just mean a smart version of our show?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I hate McSweeney's.
I never have laughed. I mean, I've laughed at maybe. I've been like, oh, okay, that's kind of something.
You go,
I've been like, okay.
It's a website for people who are just guaranteed writing jobs on TV Because they went to Emerson to, you know, like, well, you know, I got something published in McSweeney's or whatever. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like career.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's I'm so annoyed by people who have like families that support their dreams and shit.
You know, you can major in comedy at Emerson.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
And people's parents pay for that shit.
Yeah,
too.
They pay like $200,000 so you can.
I'm about to fight some motherfuckers.
Major and it in sucks comedy. Because you know
you went to Emerson. DM me and I'll tune
your
ass.
Yeah, we have no
out.
Respect
those,
for you.
Those people go around and they go, matter. I majored in comedy. Like those, they'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's not the most pathetic like sentence.
Yeah.
Like that without any sense of shame.
I majored in playing that fucking little game where you put a ball.
You know what? You know what's fun to imagine? You know what's fun to imagine? Somebody that gets real heated about the college tuition debt crisis.
Yeah.
Who has a major in comedy? It's like this is fucked up. I'll be in debt for the rest of my life because I went to a $40,000 a year school to
honestly,
major.
Elizabeth Warren, if she says that she's going to cancel the debt of someone that majored
I went to
in
Harvard
comedy,
for
might
juggling.
Change my, mind.
my degree is from Carnegie Mellon and it's in go-kart racing.
Well, the
I have a master's in laser tag.
In Wii bowling.
I actually wrote my dissertation on the card game War. I have 6 degrees in ping pong. And
ping pong rocks.
I mean, there's got to be a school that offers a degree in anime.
For sure, yeah. Dude.
Can you imagine that? Just going to school for anime?
There are definitely classes.
Like drawing it or study of
the
like
history of anime.
And manga?
Like anime, like,
yeah.
Like the way there's art.
I mean, there's people, yeah, there's people that go to school for like medieval history or whatever.
Right.
Which is like absolutely worthless. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like there is zero fucking
congrats,
value.
Congrats, bitch.
That.
You know who Robert the Bruce's uncle was.
Yeah, you know who fucking Chris Duke was
Chris
related
Duke,
to?
Yeah.
Dude. Back in the day, Chris Duke in the Middle Ages? Boy.
Chris take a
Duke. I don't know what that is. I think it's like from Longmont Potion Castle, but like trying to remember a name and then saying a completely wrong name.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It makes me laugh so much.
Dude, that guy's
I will say
I think
though,
his name was Biblio Dwangus.
Yeah. Biblio Dwangus, classic.
I must say, I do find medieval shit fascinating.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. It's weird.
Do you touch your
all
chin?
These motherfuckers were just, they had swords and shit, and we knew shit, right? Everyone was smart. And then
they weren't smart, dude. They were dying of
plague. Before that, though.
Oh, it's literally the Dark Ages.
That's what I mean, motherfucker.
He said because the Alexandria fire.
So you think that the Middle Ages was when people were the smartest they've ever seen?
No, no, he's not saying that.
What I'm
saying
is
what Stav thinks.
The library in Alexandria burned.
Adam, you're supposed to go with me on this.
No, I mean, Stav is dumb, yeah.
I am dumb, first of all.
But he's fascinated by the Middle Ages.
I'm fascinated that we knew a bunch of shit. And then, like, the Roman army was big dicked as shit. And then they just fucked each other in the ass so much that everyone forgot about everything.
Yeah.
And then Vikings came and fucked them up because they were too busy sucking and fucking. And then, like, now, and then there's like 400 years or whatever the fuck. And then Da Vinci had, like, what the fuck?
Damn, it really is go off season.
It is go off season. What the fuck was going on during the Dark Age? And then they just, like, had knives and swords and shit.
I don't think that's entirely accurate.
That's
there were people in the Middle Ages that weren't like completely fucking retarded.
Monks.
The whole idea that like that we thought the Earth was flat is like not true. Like people knew the Earth was round.
Yeah. But wasn't Rome like they were real? Why did they get their asses fucked by?
Well,
Vikings?
Like Rome fell, but it's not like it. You know, I mean,
I thought it was the Gauls.
The only thing I know is from like the 5 times I've read Wikipedia since I turned like fucking 14.
That's what I mean. It's
you
interesting.
Learn all this shit.
Also, can
they
someone
just
from the
serfs and shit? Imagine how fucking little dickhead being a serf would be, dude. You're just making fucking potatoes for some.
You're living on some lord's land.
And he fucks your ass if he wants to, probably.
But Nick likes that system.
Mm-hmm.
Feudalism?
Well, no, the open field system. What's and I've clarified that numerous times.
So you just, yeah, dude, and it's like, damn. Just a guy who killed people pretty good got to just...
What are you talking about now?
Isn't that what the open field system is? You just got to kill people and then you got make a castle?
No, isn't it like a...
I don't know. It's just weird, dude. It's chaos.
There's like a commons area and everyone can graze on the open field.
But then it became chaos.
What is it, Nick?
They're chopping each other's heads off. And who's making swords?
What?
The open field system.
Oh, well, there's just strips of field and you're able to... Graze,
yeah. Yeah. It's all about grazing.
Yeah.
I guess.
For example, there's a graze donut. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck. What's that Dan Ninen joke?
It's the, I don't know.
He's like, graze, that's interesting. There's many different, you know, you can have a graze donut or whatever. He's like, make fun of
his mom. Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese or whatever.
I don't know. That's a good bit.
Damn. Whatever, man. I just... It shit is interesting to me. Who even got to be a king? How did it all start?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was England, but it wasn't England. They spoke like king 8 different languages, and it just became.
How about King
English?
Arthur Chu?
There we go. All right.
How about Sean King Arthur Chu?
There yes. You go.
Yes,
it
man.
Really is go yes. off season.
Uh-huh. What would he sound like?
I don't know. I want to watch that Sean or the Arthur Chu documentary. Though.
Yeah, Matt said it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I trust Matt's opinion.
Matt who? Oh, Matt.
Adam's boyfriend.
My boyfriend,
Matt LeBlanc, that Adam is hooking up with from Friends.
So no one told you life that Adam was fucking Matt from Friends.
Matt from Friends.
I call him Joey.
Yeah.
Do you call him Joey when he fucks your ass?
When we have sex, it's he's
Are
Joey.
You like, whoa? And he's like, that's the wrong Joey.
Yeah, it's Uncle...
No, that's Joey from...
That's Jesse did what?
No. You stupid bitch.
No, he's Adam's right. Joey from Blossom does whoa.
I said Joey from Blossom.
No, Adam's right. I'm stupid. I thought you were talking about
you
Full
fucking
House.
Fucking idiot.
There's a lot of Joeys, dude.
Whoa. Mm.
Joey that's Ramone.
That's what you do when Matt LeBlanc puts his
Joey the baby.
You go, whoa.
Joey a baby kangaroo.
That's true.
That's true also.
That's absolutely correct.
That's another one.
That's something we learned in Australia.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea before that.
I didn't know what kangaroos were until I thought they were deer.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
deer with good pussy on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's wet inside the pouch.
Oh, yeah. I found out.
Yeah. We found out the hard way. If you know what I mean.
It was easy, but it was the hard way, if you know what I'm saying. My cock got hard because I wanted to fuck it. Yeah. Now, we're not going to be in Australia anytime soon, next year, but this year we'll be in Canada.
Which is kind of like Australia.
Which is kind of like Australia.
How about Ross Australia and it's Dress for Less?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Not Ross from Friends?
No, it's Ross the store. It's Dress for Less, mate.
Come on, these cakes are $5.
Then he had Ross Australia.
Right, you.
How about that? Huh?
Right, you.
Yeah, Ross Australia, and it's Ross from Friends.
Plus yeah. Ross Dressed from Less.
And plus Ross Dressed, and he's like,
right, you. Rachel? Come look at these kickies.
I thought we were on a shopping break.
I thought we were. I'm going to Target. I thought we were on a shopping break.
I thought we were on a shopping break. Right, Rachel?
This might be the dumbest. The dumbest one.
No, this is the best episode we've ever done.
No, that one itself is
right,
so
you?
First of all, Adam, would you mind contributing?
Okay.
Instead of trying
tell us what you think about the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
You come up with Sean King, Arthur Chu of England or whatever.
Well, I used my paleontology degree.
Flesh it out a little
to
more.
To find out that these styles were from... 3 seasons ago.
Nice.
And that's why they're discounted.
My ex-wife was a lesbian and she bought cargo shorts. And this Ross dress.
Yeah. Carol said my dick was awful. So I had to get Adidas slides for $2 redos. Yeah.
Ross is Australia, baby.
Ross.
Australia, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Comedy gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's Australia,
brother. Cha-ching.
Ross the store.
Friends.
And Ross from
and
Friends.
Ross the store.
Said, so now everyone told you life was going to be waltzing. Matilda. I love shopping.
All of shopping.
I love
all of shopping.
Your job's a joke. You're broke, and that's why you need the shop at Australia. And you're
at Australia because we got bargains.
A paleontologist also.
A paleontologist. And we fuck Rachel.
Yeah.
Damn. That is so fucking true.
Yeah, it is true.
About Australia.
It's it's one of the truest things that anyone's ever said about such a person.
Gunther, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I know you want to fuck Rachel.
Oh, well, can't wait to have sex with her.
And for all the savings.
Oh, yeah, I guess Gunther would have an Australian accent, too.
I always like to imagine that Gunther thought he looked like Eminem.
That was before Eminem, wasn't it?
No, there's some overlap there.
There's some overlap.
But I like to imagine he was just like an autistic guy that's like, yeah, I look like Eminem. That's what he was going for. And he wound up as Gunther.
Do you think the guy that plays Gunther, like, that's a mistake that it became like a major part of the show, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's just
and
some
that guy's
lucky
done
asshole.
That guy's done nothing since. I've been Jennifer rich. Aniston and fucking, what's his name, got married.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
No, the most recent one. Like Justin Theroux.
Joe Latrulio?
Yeah, Justin Theroux. That's right.
She got married to Justin Theroux, and there was headlines like the actor who plays, you know, Gunther said that Gunther would be devastated if you heard this news. And it's like, why are you talking to him?
Why did they ask him for a quote?
I don't know.
The respect of that guy sneaking his way to the news.
I know, right. In the most tangential way.
Gunther would be mad.
By the way, nice tidbit. Louis Theroux, who we were just talking about, mm-hmm. is cousins with Justin Theroux.
Well, they're all like a rich French family, I think.
Yeah.
What about Gunther?
Yeah.
And it's Gunther, you know, when he gets pussy.
I was thinking that earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'm not completely independent of this discussion.
You were also thinking
just a second ago.
Oh, okay.
I said, I hope one of my associates tables the idea. Of
it says Gunther?
Yeah. Mm. Let me get that one up on the board.
Of course. Gunther. Of course.
Slap it up there.
We surveyed 100 families with big ass dicks.
Gunthermany instead of Germany, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of guys that look like Gunther. It kind of was. That's what they were trying to do, blonde.
And then, but
no, you got it.
No.
Keep going.
We got you. Go off season.
Gunthermany.
Full swing.
Gunthermany.
What about
Targunthermany? Yeah, a country called Targunthany.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Gunther and Target in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, welcome.
okay.
Welcome to Targon Thermony. I'm an Indian man who lives here.
Targon Thermony, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a bit of, I'm going to say that's a little bit more of a stretch than Australia.
All right, fine.
But
no,
I am.
No, okay.
What about.
I hope Rachel sees my. Khaki pants and red shirt, because that's what
that's good.
Yeah.
If we were to continue go down the Targon Thermony route, that would be a great little riff for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's another country Gunther could be that's also a store?
The Gunthaner store.
The Gunthaner store.
But
okay.
What country is that?
Oh shit!
Fuck.
This is such a hard, nuanced.
See, the tough thing is Ross is both a, a character and a store. Yeah. Is there a store named Gunther?
Hold on.
Like a gun store?
The Gunthaner Storigan store.
Storigan.
Storigan.
Oregon.
The Gunthaner Storigan.
The Gunthaner Storigan.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Uh-huh.
It's Portland, man.
Yeah. Keep it weird,
keep
man.
Keep it weird with one of these fucking boxes.
Welcome
dude.
To Seattle, and you hear the boys is calling.
Seattle's Washington.
Yeah.
Seattle.
What about
Scramble
Chandler?
Eggs.
Does he have a store?
We're living in Seattle.
The Gunthaner store again, man.
We're living in the Seattle. The Container Store.
The Container Store.
The tickets are free.
The tickets are free.
All right. Yeah, Chandler.
Chandler, let's see.
Phoebe.
No, Chandler.
Is Phoebe's a store? Phoebe's is a store, isn't it? Isn't it a store for girls? Phoebe's?
Phoebe Games.
Phoebe Games.
Yeah.
Phoebe Games.
Fuck.
Phoebe Games. Phoebe.
Like Africa?
Yeah, Africa.
No, not
Phoebe Games.
Yeah.
Phoebe. Rate Monica, Joey. Joey seems pretty easy.
Phoebe Games is Games.
Phoebe Game Marriage. Okay.
Phoebe Game Marriage.
So we've moved away from countries and more the concept of.
That's just an idea.
A homosexual union.
Of two men married.
Playing Mario Kart, or two lesbians playing games, and yeah, that works. One of them's Phoebe.
Uh huh.
What's Phoebe? Guys, I'm eating pussy and playing. And playing.
How about
Perfect Dark?
Rostria Gunthery.
Say it again.
Rostria Gunthery. And it's Austria-Hungary, but it's Ross and Gunther.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they
Gunther, I am fucking Rachel.
They both want to fuck Rachel.
That's kind of what happened.
The store is Ross.
Oh, no, it's still Ross.
Hold on, it's Rostria Gunther. So Ross isn't involved, but we got Gunther in there. And we got the store. So that works. Yeah, that satisfies all of the requirements.
A beautiful mind. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Sometimes it's the simplest. Only a madman would go back to the Rosswell. That's
wow,
why
I didn't think it could be done
that's
twice.
Why he's the best in the biz, folks.
Oh my God.
Rostria Gunthery.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to be one of the guys that helps, that's in the 1960s control room in Houston trying to get the astronauts back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, these are the supplies they have on the ship. You know, and like, what do we do? And somebody's like, what are we going to make a facsimile airlock vacuum suppressor, and you know, if you subdue the main fire control system, mm-hmm. blah blah. I'm like, what about a Rostra? They're like, excuse me. I'm like, I'm from the future. And
I'm from the future. There's gonna be a
show. There's a show, and I don't know. Some guy, something happens on it. I can't.
One of the guys is gay or something, but he's not. He's blonde. He seems gay, but he wants to fuck a girl. And anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, where's all the pussy around Houston, huh?
Anyway, sorry, folks. Let's get back to it. Chandler.
Can we do other shows? I mean,
no,
you
it's
just got to
be friends.
No, man. You got to do the work.
What was the monkey's
practice,
name?
Adam. Practice.
Marcel.
Marcel.
Okay, let's do one.
Marcel.
That should be easy.
So like a cell phone, maybe? Or,
no. L. Is L a store? No, that's a magazine. L Magazine. Marcel Magazine.
Marcel Magazine. A stand.
A magazine stand that sells only L Magazine.
Yeah. Okay. Smell Magazine. It's like a bunch of women opening their pussies. And scratch and sniff.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Scratch and sniff pussy scented things.
Coming up on Smell-O-Vision, the pussy channel.
That honestly would be a channel so quick if we had Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for smelling pussy?
Yeah. The only show I'd watch on Smell-O-Vision is Southern Dance Moms.
You'd watch that?
Oh, yeah.
What do they smell like?
Just the most like...
Peach cobbler and fucking...
Right. Like...
Just...
Taking that pussy
hefty
in...
Hefty pussy.
Like 30,000 miles past the service interval. And they're like, ma'am, your shit is blown out.
Mm-hmm. Somehow it's grainy when you get wet, ma'am.
Yeah.
Your pussy juice is more like a gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Like a granular gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most viscous pussy juice you've ever come into contact with?
Viscous as in thick?
Have you come into contact with any thick pussy juice?
Yeah, some women, it's like, this is just Elmer's glue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, they secrete sort of like a...
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm. I like all different types of nectars, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Pussy nectar.
And girls really love it when you refer to their wet pussies as their nectar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They really do.
Divine nectar.
Juices is good.
Uh-huh.
Nectar.
That's, yeah.
Ambrosia.
Hell yeah.
We call their pussy juice ambrosia.
Yeah.
Mm.
This
fine ambrosia.
Drippings.
Chambrosia.
Hold on. He's rubbing his temples. Bring it back to...
Okay.
Nick's eyes have rolled in the back
of
his
head. He's powering up. He's going super
He's sad. Levitating.
No, don't hold it up, man. I got nothing.
Yeah. Fuck.
Chambrosia. What if he became trans and then he's like...
Transgender. Isn't his dad trans?
I...
Hold on.
Might be a woman.
On the show?
On the
I
show.
I mean, every joke on the show is like, my dad is a fag.
Yeah.
And now everyone thinks I'm a fag.
Yeah. But isn't... Yeah, Chandler's dad is trans. And they're... And
that's
played,
why he's so sarcastic all the
it's
time.
It's played... And yeah. they're played by that old bitch that used to be hot. Oh, actually. Damn.
What?
I think...
What?
I think you know this person.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah, I know her.
Oh, Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah, no, Kathleen Madigan. What's her name?
Ben's
Kathleen,
on.
Kathleen Turner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
That's about her
and the big
pussy,
joke.
Right?
Huh?
Turner and Hooch.
It's about...
She's got a deep voice.
Pussy. That's the whole
her
thing.
Her voice is lower than my voice.
Yeah, I mean, when she was a young woman, she was like, Roger, fuck me in the ass.
Yeah. And then, so then the joke is she's a woman with a deep voice, so she's a man.
So she's
Friends.
A man. Well, that's trans visibility.
Yeah,
you
Friends
know?
Is the most one of the most progressive shows of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it took them like 8 seasons. They had a black person on once.
Yeah.
They black had a black guy?
That
black,
hot lady.
Black Ross.
That hot black. Yeah, Black,
black
Ross.
Ross.
Yeah.
Damn, Rachel.
Damn, Rachel. Rachel, let me slide up, man.
Rachel fucked that one Italian guy.
Which Italian guy?
Joey?
No. In the beginning of the season. It was an Italian guy that didn't even speak English. Kind of looked like Furio. I want to fuck a Rachel pussy. And he had that kind of... He would say Ross had a crush on her, but she was getting the fucking... Her pussy absolutely dug out by this fucking
wop. Yeah, by that gorgeous, uncut...
Mm.
Man, I'm mad.
Saul Siege.
Think of more. Fucking, my God, it has to be...
Monica.
For,
what about Monica?
Santa Monica.
Santa
good,
Monica.
Good job, dude. Santa Monica.
Okay, that's, but what's the store?
Santa...
You were only halfway there.
God,
man.
We need a store.
Santa Claus or Monica?
Santa Monica's.
Santa Monica's?
Santa Monica.
Santa McColes.
Oh, Santa Monica's.
Coles. Yeah. Oh, that's... Which is like a kind of a Ross.
Yeah.
That's actually
now
the best...
Back.
That's... That is
Here's
the,
what we've been
that
doing
is the
wrong.
Heir apparent to Ross.
Here's what we've been doing wrong. We've been thinking about every store.
We got
to
think
be
of
doing
TJ Maxx,
TJ
Marshalls,
Maxx.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, Rainbow.
Rainbow's not exactly correct.
Why not? It's close.
Isn't that for fat bitches? No, that's Rainbow Plus.
All of them are for fat bitches.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Rainbow, I thought, was for like...
Burlington Coat Factory?
Phallus.
Burlington Coat Factory, for sure. And that's also a place. Burlington, Vermont.
That...
And then, so
Here's
now we
need
a friend's
character. We need a friend's character named Burlington. Okay. Was there ever
why is this so difficult?
I mean,
it's
it
a
is.
Pretty simple formula.
Rostralia really
Rostralia.
Was fit so good. I mean, Rostra- you know?
And don't forget.
Rostria Gunthery.
Rostria Gunthery.
Rostro Gunthery.
Rostro Guntheria, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Is there a character named Burlington? No.
Burlington? Burlington Bear, like Paddington Bear.
Okay. We need a list of everyone that's ever appeared on Friends.
It mm-hmm. sucks, man. It's either I want to be able to do this all the time, and this is the only thoughts that I have, or not experience what this is.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Where I have, like... acute emotional pain
mm-hmm.
for not being able to work through
yes
things like this.
Yes. It hurts you to not yeah. to be able to... What was Tom Selleck's character's name?
When they all want to grow mustaches like him? They all want to get like topped by Tom Selleck?
They really do, because Monica's getting fucked.
Yeah. Monica is him. Getting fucked by a cool guy. And me and Joey want to be him.
What was his name? Because maybe we could figure that out.
So I'm looking up Friends minor characters. Jack Geller.
Richard.
Yeah, it was Richard.
I think his name was Richard.
Damn. Frank Buffet Jr.
Okay, Buffet. We could work with that.
Yeah.
Janice. What about Janice?
Vajanus.
Vajanus.
Mm. That just reminds me of pussy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Fuck. Let's see.
Damn, this sucks.
I was like reading the Wikipedia for Basic Instinct because I watched it the other day.
Uh-huh.
And in the Wikipedia article, I mean, I would just assume they would say she shows her vagina.
Of course.
But it says, they say vulva.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a vulva and a vagina?
I think it's the
vulva
pussy lips. It's
Swedish.
It's Swedish. Yeah, a vulva.
A blonde pussy is a vulva.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, she wasn't aware that she would be showing her vulva in the movie.
So the vulva's the lips and the vagina.
It just seemed very odd to.
Yeah.
And very clinical.
It'd be nice if there was a Pokemon named Volvasaur, right? And he keeps going, vagina. Mm, you're like, no,
that'd be cool.
It's different than that. Vagina.
Where were the
pussies? No, you're not. The vagina is just the hole.
Ah, the vulva's the hole.
The vulva's the face, I guess.
The face. Nice.
So I guess it is more accurate than saying vagina.
Yeah.
Well.
You know that classic joke, what do you call the useless skin around the vagina?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
The woman?
The woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Got him.
What do you tell? Already told her twice.
Yeah, what do you tell some bitch that's been punched in the face twice? You already told her twice.
All right, yes. That's another really good one.
Yeah. It's with two black eyes.
What do you tell a woman that's been knocked around a couple of times? Nothing. You already told her what you
a
had
couple
to.
Of times.
What do you call a woman with two black guys?
Black slut. Guys?
A fucking washed up, used slut.
No, I just say, you just say that's
pretty
cool.
What are we doing? We're telling jokes.
Leave us alone,
leave
Mom.
Us, Mom.
We're reading them off the internet.
Mom, wait, does the audience not know that our mothers have been in the apartment this whole time?
Yeah,
that
Mom.
We've been doing this show?
Yeah, because this is the Mother's Day episode.
Yeah,
Mother's Day.
We all have the same Italian mom.
Ma, stop giving me fucking head.
Ma.
I'm hanging out with my fucking friends,
I'm
bitch.
Trying to not be gay over here.
I'm trying to not be gay. You sucking my dick doesn't make me not gay.
Ma, you can't blow me while I look at gay porn to blow my gay.
My, it still is fucking gay.
Yeah. Damn. I want to watch that Arthur Chu documentary. Oh, I should have done that before we recorded this.
Listen, man, there's always
that'll give us a lot
episode.
Of fertile material for the next one. You want to do a little
Stav, as someone who's experienced it, would you say that this podcast is like pulling teeth?
No, this
well, his
is beautiful.
Fell out. It wasn't pulled.
No, it was pulled.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? It got loose and then they pulled it?
They had to pull it. It cracked in half.
Oh, it cracked in half.
No, dude. First of all, Rostria Gunthery. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's good, dude.
And Rostralia.
Rostralia
and yeah,
might
was
be
that
the-
was that a half hour ago? Yes. Should we have almost immediately moved on?
Yeah.
No, but the how fact about, that we didn't move on makes it a better bit.
I was rethinking it. I was thinking again about the classic designer clothes for people with Down syndrome by Giovanni Ribisi earlier. I was happy with that.
That was good.
That cheered me up. Oh, I love your suit. Thanks, it's Giovanni Ribisi. it's Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Ribisi. With clothes, high fashion clothes for people with Down syndrome.
Giovanni.
Ribisi.
Do they have different
retarded.
Proportions?
Huh?
Yeah, wide midsection. Yeah, the extra cock room.
The sharing size of peanut M&M's. Proportion.
Do they have extra cock room? Do they have bigger dicks?
Oh, retards?
Yeah.
Oh, they're packing heat. We talk about this weekly.
No, they don't. I did see a kid in my elementary school with a huge retarded cock. But other than that,
Jake, what were you saying? What were you saying? The nicknames that Brendan had?
I don't know.
Nick, what were you saying? What were you saying the nicknames that Brandon had for the retards in your school?
What's that?
What were the nicknames that Brandon gave the retards in your school?
Oh, my friend Brandon? Yeah. He was like, home with him like Stompy and then Frog Girl.
Frog Girl. I know exactly what she looks like.
Yeah, it was funny. It's because like I guess I've been kind of mean-spirited in my life, but I've always had other people around me that were much meaner than I.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So you felt good in comparison.
Right. And then I kind of became an adult, and I was like, hey, buddy, look at that stupid retard trying to pull his pants down in this urinal. People are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I lost all my friends.
My bad.
The friends I used to have like this killed themselves.
Ah, boy.
They'll OD.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
RIP to the friends we've lost and the friends we've made.
That's right.
RIP to them, too.
Did you see this article in Vice? It's like how to end fat phobia or whatever.
No, but no. It sounds interesting. But something it's you should all read.
It's just fat people have gotten way too big for their britches. I tell you, these fucking folks.
Sounds like something everyone should brush up on. Boys.
Yeah, I mean, like, because the problem with fat phobia is like, if you want to make fat people feel good, number one, pretend they're not fat. Number two, don't ever pretend they're not fat. Number three, stop thinking fat is a bad word. Number four, don't ever say the word fat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. There's so much work to be done to, like, you know, you're not going to, like...
So much mental gymnastics.
Yeah. No, I just mean, like, because ultimately what they want is it's fat people that want to be like, I'm hot.
Right.
And it's, like, to reprogram everybody to the extent where you're as hot as, like, people that are the same size as you. That's going to take 100 years.
Seven generations by my count.
Oh, yeah. And, that, you know, I mean, they pointed, they're like, well, you know, big women were actually more attractive in the 1910s. And it's like...
For the fields, they needed them to plow, that you would attach a plow.
Well, it's like, were they? I mean, you look at pictures and it doesn't seem that way. You know? Nobody from history looked like... They have a picture of, like, that 1880s World Fair, and it's like, the world's fattest man, and it would be, like, literally any bartender in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, bitches, they wanted a sturdy bitch in the villages.
In the villages.
To survive the winter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, you need a woman that's fertile.
Yeah.
Maybe big famous bitch. People were always small, but regular. Kind of the way the world is now, honestly. I feel like people like thick bitches, not model-looking gals.
Yeah.
I like some fat titty meat and a nice thigh.
It is really frustrating to see what girls and gay guys think is a hot woman.
Yeah.
Versus like what straight guys.
Yeah.
Straight guys like us.
Because it's different. Yeah. You know, straight.
Straight guys like us. Like us. A girl that's like 6'7".
Yeah.
Big fat tits, hard cock.
Yeah.
Of course.
Slim shoulders. Our
crumbs drawings.
Yeah. Of course. We just want to be crushed by giant women. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yes. Is that who that is? Is that our crumb?
What? He was crushed by tits. That's how he died. He was crushed.
He
by
got him. Crushed by women.
Yeah, he had a thing. He had a thing for being like big. Big bitch cartoons.
Yeah. The big bitch is that the one where the bitch is like sitting on someone's head or some shit?
Maybe. I mean, he did a million cartoons, so I don't know.
I saw one where it's like that sounds right. And I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
Let me look that up right now.
Arcrum.
What about Arcum?
Arcum. Hard Arcrum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hard Arcrum.
There's a lot of stuff for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of different avenues and directions
Arslur, Cum, Crum.
No, I don't think I'm thinking of Arcum. Oh, maybe I am.
R. Crumb. Have you seen American Splendor?
Big tits.
No, what's that?
That's not about R. Crumb.
R. Crumb does the cartoons.
I gotta piss real bad. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I gotta go meet Phil.
Oh shit.
Okay.
How long are we done?
An hour and 3 minutes.
Oh. Nice.
Do you gotta go?
I do.
Honestly, these bitches aren't that hot in our crumb thing. Well, there's one with the big tits.
They're giant bitches though.
Well, folks, big bitches. Unfortunately.
It's my fault.
No. It's Ross's fault.
Yes.
It's the writers of Friends' fault for not...
for not naming one of the characters for derailing, Burlington.
For derailing our show by not having conducive names to follow up.
That's true.
Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come see us in Canada.
In June.
June 16th, Cometown Toronto.
Cometown.events.
Cometown.events. We're at fucking... hold on.
Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa. We'll end the thing. Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, and...
Toronto 615, Montreal 619, Ottawa 621.
What's the random one at the end?
Vancouver 623, Edmonton 626. Apparently someone was saying that, like, I don't know, we didn't plan the tour good or something. I don't fucking know. Just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and buy tickets. Bye.
Suck this dick. Buy these ticks. Fuck my nuts.